Good morning, all of you chickens out there and other barnyard animals and humans and birds and everybody. It's a beautiful day here in central Vermont, and you are listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, Central Vermont Community Radio, also known as CVCR. I just learned that this morning, so I'm going to be practicing that CVCR radio at 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM on your dial. And hey, kids, it's Saturday morning. And on Saturday mornings, I think everybody feels like a kid. At least we do here in Central Vermont, because it is so beautiful out and the sun is shining, and it's been up for hours. And so it feels like it's already almost lunchtime, but it's only 8 o'clock in the morning, guys. And we have a whole hour to hang out. This is Amy's Kids Show, and I have some really fun stuff planned today. We're going to be learning and playing and dancing with some woodchucks and butterflies, because of course we're celebrating those two creatures right now. Here, there are butterflies everywhere. We're going to check in with a song that kind of is an ode to Una. Last week we had Una on the show. She was a main character in our story last week, Mrs. McCool and the Giant Cahoolin. And she stayed cool, right? And she got her and Mr. McCool, Finn, her husband, out of trouble by using her brains, you know? And so this song is called Bigger Isn't Better. And I really should have played that last week, but I just found it. And I'm sure you're going to love it. We've got all kinds of shout outs. And of course, we're going to keep learning a little bit about our brains. And I was wondering if anybody out there knows what it's like to have a chair pulled out from under you just as you're about to sit down. Has anybody ever had that happen to you, right? You go to sit in a chair and whoa, someone thinks they're playing a joke, usually, and they pull the chair out and you fall down. Well, you know, once that happens to you a couple of times, you might be a little bit more cautious when you go to sit down in a chair again, right? And so we're going to be learning about that part of our brain, that emergency response system that is in charge of protecting us, that's in charge of remembering lessons like, ooh, be careful, double check to make sure the chair is there, right? So we're going to be having fun with that today. We've got some really funny songs to go along with that, including one about a UFO from Arthur and Friends, the UFO song, Any Kid Can Be a Hero, Life is Real by Fishbone Fred, right? And what are the differences between real life and, of course, that TV media life that we've been talking about, and all kinds of things. And then Monsters in the Bathroom. Oh, and we're going to read a story, too. I'm going to read a story called What Was I Scared Of? So we're going to have a lot of fun here today. Don't worry, it's a beautiful, bright, sunny day, and there's nothing to be afraid of today, guys. Enjoy. I'm so glad you're with me.
Remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving, revolving at 900 miles an hour. It's orbiting at 19 miles per second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that you can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour, in a galaxy they call the Milky Way. The Milky Way. Our galaxy contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years, and this galaxy is only one of millions and billions in this amazing and expanding universe. The universe itself keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. as fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know. 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And sink your roots deep into the galaxy dance of life, planet Earth. And sink your roots deep into reality, dance your life for planet Earth.
Bigger isn't better. Taller isn't braver, stronger isn't always wise, smaller isn't necessarily the lesser, guts can come in any size. Lady luck can favor just a little shaver over one who's 6'3". Brains in any tussle, mops the floor with muscle. Bet your life I'm glad I'm me. Bigger isn't keener, larger isn't bolder, higher might be low inside. When you need to lean upon a friendly shoulder, narrow's just as good as wide. See the mighty lion sitting there and crying, bitten by a tiny flea. Now a fossil, bet your life I'm glad I'm me. What's strong in bulk may lag along in brains and heart. That handsome hulk might be a Lilliputian mentally, proven consequently.
Bigger isn't better, taller isn't braver, stronger isn't always wiser. Necessarily the lesser, guts can come in any size. Lady luck in favor, just a little shaver over one who's 6'3".
Brains in any tussle,
brains in any tussle,
mops the floor with muscle.
Give ya.
But you ain't no larva now. How did you get to look this way anyhow?
Metamorphosis!
Meta what?
Metamorphosis!
Sue Ellen!
the sky, butterfly. Even though I want you to be mine, butterfly. Fly, but high, crazy butterfly. Up to the sky. Even though I want you to be mine, butterfly. You gotta fly, butterfly, fly. Flip, flop, fly, butterfly. Don't you get caught. Do what your mama and your daddy taught. Flutter by, butterfly, fly high.
Fly,
flap those wings. Come to papa. I think I got you. Hey, I caught a butterfly.
Hey, he let it go.
Yeah? Well, you gonna do something about it? One, two, three.
You gotta fly, butterfly, fly. In the big blue sky is where you wanna be. Flutter by, butterfly, butterfly, flutter by.
Fly!
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? If a woodchuck could chuck wood, how much could a woodchuck chuck? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? If a woodchuck could chuck wood, how much could a woodchuck chuck? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? If a woodchuck could chuck wood, how much could a woodchuck chuck? How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? If a woodchuck could chuck wood, how much could a woodchuck? How much could a woodchuck? How much could a woodchuck chuck?
Jim.
Ow.
Follow me, Gobo. Follow me. You see, every day the world begins again. Sunny skies or rain, come and follow me. Every sunrise shows me more and more, so much to explore. Come and follow me. Every morning, every day, every evening, calling me away. All right, nephew. Now you sing.
While the sun goes round, I still be found, following the sound. Something's calling me. When the world goes drifting back to bed, memories in my head, wonders follow me.
Every morning, every day. Good, young Fraggle.
Who shall I eat next? Said Mr. T-Rex. Picked on all the others. He ate his little brothers. Who shall I eat next? Said Mr. T-Rex. God forbid that I should miss a meal. Went to a dietitian who wrote out a prescription. He read the doc's prescription, then he ate the dietitian. He went on 10-mile paces on a daily basis. He improved his social graces, but then he ate the other. Who shall I eat next? Said Mr. T-Rex. Picked on all his nieces into little bite-sized pieces. Who shall I eat next? Said
said Mr. T-Rex.
God forbid that I should miss a meal. Less than gentle, but his menu continental. He went to an OA meeting, he went to a poetry reading, sick his mind off eating, but his stomach kept repeating.
Who shall I eat next? Said Mr. T-Rex.
Picked on all his cousins, he ate them by the dozens.
Who shall I eat next? Said Mr. T-Rex.
God forbid that I should miss a meal.
I hope you've been enjoying some of that music. I've been boogieing around the station here. There was some really good dance tunes there. And a really funny one about the butterfly, right? Let those butterflies be free. I know, as much as we'd love to catch them, they are everywhere right now out there here in Vermont. It's so beautiful. And so watching them fly is so great, right? And so what we're going to talk a little bit about today is how our emergency response brain, you know, keeps us alive by always looking for danger and remembering things that happen to us. And so I had a kind of a story. It has a little bit to do with that idea of have you ever had somebody pull a chair out from under you, right? Have you ever gone to sit down and someone pulls the chair away and you don't know it and you end up falling on the ground on your bottom and it can be really embarrassing and it can even hurt and it can make you mad. And so if that's ever happened to you, you probably remember it. And if it's happened to you more than once or routinely, you might even develop a bit of a fear, right, about sitting down and making sure that chair is there. Well, that can happen, you know, to people. And I had something happen to me. See, I have not had the chair pulled out from under me. You know, maybe I think once, you know, I remember vaguely one time that happening, but it did not happen to me a lot when I was growing up. And so maybe that's why I was able to do a little tumbling in the yard the other day when I was sweeping off the porch. I went to go step backwards and I must have missed the step, or I think the porch was leaning a little bit, and I tumbled back. You know, I actually fell off the porch. And as I was falling, because I didn't get scared, because I wasn't thinking, oh no, somebody's pulling the chair out, or somebody's being mean, or, you know, or somebody's attacking me, or this is a dangerous situation, I just felt myself falling and I was able to relax. And without even realizing it, I ended up doing a backward somersault to catch myself. I landed on the ground, and not only landed, but flowed with it and was able to do a somersault, which I've been practicing here at the station, somersaults. I'd been doing forward ones, but I haven't done a backwards one since I was young, you know, but my body remembered. And because I was remembering somersaults and I've been reminding myself of how that feels, I was able to do that and not get hurt. Like at all, you know, and actually it was kind of fun, you know, and surprising, you know, but the key was I was able to relax. I was able to go with it and use my instincts in the moment. And I had some skills that I've been practicing and I was able to use them. And guys, that's, you know, that's really what's going to help us, you know, in the world. And part of the problem, of course, when people watch TV screens or video games a lot, there's a lot of violence, and the TV way is just not the real way, right? The things we see on that screen, if we tried to do them in real life, boy, we'd probably get hurt, or we'd hurt other people or other things. And so, you know, it really doesn't translate to real life. But the problem is there's a part of our brain right there, close to our spine, right close to our, you know, where our head and our skull meets our neck, you know, right there at the bottom of our skull, there's a part of our brain that wants to help us. And unfortunately, it thinks those screens are real. When we're watching TV or playing a video game, that part of our brain thinks it's real. That's why it's so exciting to play a game, right? Or to watch a movie, even to get scared sometimes watching scary stuff, because it gets our reptile brain all excited. You know, we get tense when we're watching the scary parts, and we get scared and jump when something happens, or we feel really good when something good happens, right? Or when the good guys win, we might feel really good. But unfortunately, things the bad guys are doing, or the good guys even on the screens, the things the good guys are doing are not always good things that we could really do in real life. So our brains are learning the wrong things, right? The opposite things, actually, of what we need to be learning to get along, to have fun. Because really, face it, guys, we're going to have a lot more fun if we're relaxed. And we're going to have a lot more fun if we're helping each other, right? It's going to be a lot more fun. And in order for our brains to grow and learn, they need to feel safe. And even though the world can be a scary place, there can be some scary things for sure, you know? And there can be some people who do mean things for sure. But for the most part, it's a good world. And I'm going to prove it to you. I know a lot of people don't believe that, maybe. Especially grown-ups these days, right? They have a hard time believing that it's a good world and that people are kind. But really, if you think about it, just like that song we listened to earlier, the universe is expanding, right? They said amazing how, you know, amazingly unlikely is our birth. How amazingly unlikely is it in this amazing expanding universe that we're here, right? That we were born, that I was born, that you amazing person out there, that you were born. You are such an amazing miracle, right? And not only that you were born, because born is just part of it, but you couldn't even take care of yourself, right? When you were first born. How did you survive? Who fed you? Who changed your diaper? Who soothed you when you were crying? Who made sure you were warm and not getting wet out there in the cold, you know? That took a lot of love. It took a lot of love just for you to be here today, you know? So doesn't that prove it? I think it proves it. It proves it to me that the world is a much more loving place. And certainly humans are much more loving. That's what we're here to do. So thank you for listening to my little story here about our brains and how sometimes they can get tricked into thinking the world is a mean place. And unfortunately, if our brains think the world is a mean place, well, there are three main things that can happen to us. If we think the world is a mean place, we're going to be more scared, right? We're going to be afraid of all kinds of things that we don't need to be even. We might also become angry and start to copy those mean things that we see on the screen, right? And try those nasty, mean things. Tricks to get out of situations. And so we might actually start to copy that mean behavior. And the third thing is that might happen is we might forget that our main job here is to care about each other. And we might not care about other people so much, or butterflies or other things, you know, if we don't think the world is a kind, caring place, and that our job here is to be kind and caring. Ah, it's a beautiful day and I'm getting a little sentimental. And you guys know what sentimental means, right? That's when we get a little caught in our emotions and a little sweet feeling about things. And that's how I feel today. And I just know that you are a sweet person. I'm sure of it. And so we've got a lot of, you know, fun stuff right now. We're going to hear a song about UFOs, an Arthur song. We're going to hear a song about kids being heroes. A little Fishbone Fred. And then I'm going to read a story in a little bit called What Was I Scared Of? You know, to remind us that, you know, we don't need to be scared, that the world is, just what I said, a caring, loving place. And I really care about you guys. I hope you're having a great Saturday. Thank you for joining me.
ride in one. I'd never be scared. If a spaceship touched down in my yard, I would run right towards it, yelling greetings. Let's go have some fun. Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. Let's go have some fun. But what if they're tired from hurtling through space? If their ship's like my mom's car, it's not a comfortable place. I'd better set up some lawn chairs and a table of snacks so they can stretch their legs. They might have nine. Sit back and relax. Just relax. Just relax. Sit back and relax. Then when they left, they might take me home to their school and use me as show and tell. That would be cool. A trip through the galaxies couldn't be beat. And I'd sure like to taste the desserts that they eat. Mmm, what a thought. So if on some starry night a spaceship you see, wave to it, talk to it, send it to me. Meanwhile, I'll study hard and master rocket. That they're waiting for us too. In some other galaxy. I bet you that they're waiting for us too. In some other galaxy.
Any kid can be a hero. It can happen anywhere. When they stand up to protect the world. honor being on the honor roll, and when you make it, you should be proud. But let's talk about the roll of honor, and if you want on, I'll show you how. Always be kind and honest. Help people that need your help. Always be truthful and friendly. Take pride in yourself. Get on the roll of honor. Get on the roll of honor. Get on the roll of honor. Be what you'd like others to be. Get on the roll of honor. Work real hard. What you've got to be a roll of honor nominee. Get on the roll of honor. Use your best manners all the time. Care about what others think. Do your best to be your best. Wash your bad self down the sink. Someone's different, don't stand and stare. Offer a helping hand. That person may become your best friend. You be helping your fellow man. Get on the roll of honor. Get on the roll of honor. Get on the roll of honor. Be what you'd like others to be. Get on the roll of honor. Work real hard. Use what you've got to be a roll of honor. Get on the roll of honor. I'll tell you what it's worth. It'll make you feel like a king of kings, though it's you you're gonna serve. You'll feel good about yourself, feel all warm inside. You can walk down the street wearing a smile that shows nothing but pride. Get on the roll of honor. Get on the roll of honor. Get on the roll of honor. Be what you'd like others to be, yeah. Get on the roll of honor, work real hard. Use what you've got to be a roll of honor nominee. Get on the roll of honor.
Folks, everybody, chickens and kids and the sunshine out there and the butterflies, how's everybody doing? We even had a woodchuck already this morning, so we're really going for it. And then just now, some alligators and lions and all kinds of things. Well, I don't know. Do we think the world is full of all of these awful things that Rosie just described? Or what? Or do we know that, you know, that the planet is going to catch us, right, if we fall? Well, this story, I thought, kind of describes this sort of situation of what should we be scared of and how we can get tricked into being scared of things that really we don't need to be. And this one's called What Was I Scared Of? And it's kind of a poem. So here we go. Well, I was walking in the night. And I saw something, and I saw nothing scary. For I have never been afraid of anything, not very. Then I was deep within the woods, when suddenly I spied them. I saw a pair of pale green pants with nobody inside them. I wasn't scared, but yet I stopped. What could those pants be there for? What could a pair of pants at night be standing in the air for? And then they moved, those empty pants. They kind of started jumping. And then my heart, I must admit, it kind of started thumping. So I got out fast as I could go, sir. I wasn't scared, but pants like that, I did not care for, no, sir. After that, a week went by, when one dark night in Greenwich, I had to do an errand there and fetch some Greenwich spinach. I was starting back through town when those pants raced round a corner, and they almost knocked me down. I lost my Greenwich spinach, but I didn't even care. I ran for home. Believe me, I had really had a scare. Now, bicycles were never made for pale green pants to ride 'em. Especially spooky pale green pants with nobody inside them. And the next night, I was fishing for doubt trout on Ruver River when those pants came rowing toward me. Well, I started to shiver. And by now, I was so frightened that I'll tell you, but I hate to. I screamed and rowed away and lost my hook and line and bait, too. I ran and found a brickle bush. I hid myself away. I got brickles in my britches, but I stayed there anyway. I stayed all night, the next night too. I'd be there still, no doubt. But I had to do an errand, so the next night I went out. I had to do an errand, had to pick a peck of snide in a dark and gloomy snide field that was almost 9 miles wide. I said, I do not fear those pants with nobody inside them. I said and said and said those words. I said them, but I lied them. Then I reached inside a snide bush, and the next thing that I knew, I felt my hand touch someone. And I'll bet that you know who. And there I was, caught in the snide. And in that dreadful place, those spooky, empty pants and I were standing face to face. I yelled for help. I screamed, I shrieked, I howled, I yowled, I cried. Oh, save me from these pale green pants with nobody inside. But then a strange thing happened. Why, those pants began to cry. Those pants began to tremble. They were just as scared as I. I never heard such whimpering, and I began to see that I was just as strange to them as they were strange to me. I put my arm around their waist and sat right down beside them. I calmed them down, poor empty pants with nobody inside them. And now we meet quite often, those empty pants and I, and we never shake or tremble. We both smile and we say hi. The end.
I was just a kid, I never will forget. I woke up late one night, I lay there in my bed. My family was a slumbering, no one was around. I was almost back asleep when I thought I heard a sound. A creak upon the staircase, I could plainly hear. Something there was moving. It filled my heart with fear. It couldn't be my mother. It couldn't be my dad. My brother John slept next to me. He's the only one I had. And I thought, There's monsters in the bathroom. There's monsters in the hall. Monsters in the closet hanging from the wall. I thought, they'll come and eat my parents. I'll be all alone. Then they'll nibble on my toes. Right down to the bone. I pulled the covers over my head. My knees began to shake. My mind said, just go back to sleep. But my body stayed awake. I thought of all the monsters and the movies that I'd seen. They'd all been pretty scary. They'd all been pretty mean. I tried to calm myself down. There's nothing there, I said. There's no monsters on the stairs, they're only in your head. There's nothing to be afraid of, there's nothing there at all. And I had just convinced myself when I heard it in the hall. Monsters in the bathroom, monsters in the hall. Monsters in the closet hanging from the wall. I thought, they'll come and eat my parents. I'll be all alone, and they'll nibble on my toes right down to the bone. I could hear the monster breathing. I could hear the monster sigh. The monster stood right over me. I kissed the world goodbye. And then the lights came on and I screamed out, I'm dead! But the monster was my mother, and this is what she said. I was having a midnight snack when I thought I heard you call. I came up the stairs, I tiptoed down the hall. When I was just a kid like you, I'd wake up in the night, hear a creak, begin to freak till my dad turned on the lights. I thought there were monsters in the bathroom, monsters in the hall, monsters in the closet hanging from the wall. I thought they'd come and eat my parents, and I'd be all alone. Then they'd nibble on my toes, right down to the bone. And I said, phew, Mom, that's just plain stupid. I never get afraid. You must have been a chicken and not been very brave. Don't you worry about me. I'll always be all right. But, my brother John, he hates the dark, so please leave on the lights. He says there's monsters in the bathroom, monsters in the hall, monsters in the closet hanging from the wall. He says they'll come and eat our parents, and we'll be all alone. Then they'll nibble on our toes, right down to the bone.
I've been trying to think how to tell you just what you mean to me. By now I know very well you are all that a mouse should be. Your little pink ears, your quivering nose, for me there could be no other. So here is the song that I'd like to propose, one mouse to another. I love you more than cheese, my dear. A Liederkranz won't do. Mere Roquefort wouldn't please my pet. If I could be with you, I love you more than cheese, my dear. I have no need of food. No Goudas, Munsters, Brie's, my love. I'm just not in the mood. I'd give up provolone if you would have it so. If you'd give me a kiss, please, then Swiss cheese I'd forego. A Philadelphia cream I need no longer dream.
Welcome back, folks. I hope you know that the world loves you more than cheese, right? More than a mouse loves cheese. And so I just love that song because it's so true. I love everybody more than cheese, and I bet you do too. And I know that the world loves me, right, and is ready to catch me. And that's why I was able to do a little somersault off my back porch the other day. And you can do somersaults too, even if someone pulls the chair out from under you, right? If you stay relaxed, if you roll with it, if you keep your head about you and stay cool, like Una McCool that we learned about last week. And so if we're going to do that, if we're going to keep our cool and if we're going to help others, because that's usually what we want to do, even in times of stress and danger. Do you know that parts of our brain tell us to help people in those situations, you know? And that's why humans, you know, we stick together. We help each other out in times of trouble. And so if we're going to keep our cool and keep acting like humans, we really have to be careful what we're feeding our brains. You know, just like we need to feed our bodies healthy food and water so that our muscles are strong and soft and able to roll with it and able to pick ourselves back up off the ground when we fall or get pushed, right? Because sometimes, you know, there are monsters sometimes. Some people can be mean and stuff, you know, but how are we going to deal with that? And so we need to feed our brains really healthy role models and really good ideas and really smart thinking. And so that's why I just love, you know, the stories like the one we had today, you know, about the pale green pants. You don't need to be afraid of the pale green pants. In fact, they're just as afraid of you, right? And so if you reach out and put your arm around them and both have a really good cry, you know, usually everything's a lot better. And remember that being brave doesn't mean not being afraid. Being brave means doing the right thing even when you're afraid, right? So, folks, I hope you're having a great day. We've got just one song left. I think we might have time to squeeze in part of the expanding universe, which kind of puts us in our place. And we can remember, you know, that we are on this amazing, miraculous planet, and it's just amazing that you are here. Amazingly unlikely. How amazingly unlikely it is that we are here. And what a privilege and honor it is to be here with you on Central Vermont Community Radio, CVCR, 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM. Please keep tuning in. We are doing some special fundraising here at the station to get through the rest of the year. You know, we'll do this fundraising and then we can get through the rest of the year and keep bringing you all this awesome programming. Thank you for joining me. This is Amy's Kids Show. We'll see you next Saturday. Get out there and play. Everybody, no matter how old you are or young you are, enjoy the day. It's gorgeous out. Happy Saturday, folks.
Remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving, revolving at 900 miles an hour. It's orbiting at 19 miles per second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that you can see are moving at a million miles a day. In an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour, in a galaxy they call the Milky Way. The Milky Way. Our galaxy contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And this galaxy is only one of millions and billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Expanding universe. The universe itself keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light, you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And sink your roots deep into the galaxy dance of life, planet Earth. Sink your roots deep into reality. Dance your life for planet Earth.
Of their distant sands.